Today's episode is a continuation of last week's episode. So if you haven't already, go and listen to episode 57 with Rob Cressy. Rob had an amazing idea, which was to create a second episode where it's just one question that I didn't ask in the first episode. And that's what this is. It's such an incredible idea. Rob is a prolific coach. He's a lot of things. He's an AI expert. He's a content creator. He's a podcaster. He's an amazing coach. Like, he helps people with their lives. And above all, he is one of the most positive people I've ever met. So I wanted to continue the conversation. What we didn't get into in the last episode was how he uses his newsletter to promote his podcast and how he uses his podcast to get people onto his newsletter. So it's like, you know, the forever spinning wheel. So he gave away a few really cool strategies that he uses to get email signups, and then the exact sequence of kind of how many emails he sends these people once they sign up, and then what happens after that. And there was a few other little nuggets in here as well. I know you're going to love it. If you loved last episode, it's no doubt you're going to love this one too. Before we get into it, again, I just want to say that one thing I want to add before we get into this is, if you liked Rob and you want to work with him and be part of his world, you can go to creatingunlimited.com. Creatingunlimited.com. That's his community. It is like the best deal ever. And also, you can join my free community if you want to learn more about podcasting. And if you want to actually chat with me in there and ask me questions, you can do that. The link for that is also below. Let's get into this episode. Okay, first time I've ever done this. If you listened to the last episode, then you know that Rob and I are going for a short second round with another question. And so if you didn't listen to the episode before this, go ahead and listen to that for all of this to make sense. But Rob, I want to ask you, because you said that you are all in on newsletter, YouTube, and short form, I don't want to brush over what you said in the last episode. I want to talk quickly about the newsletter, because I think that newsletter is something that is not talked about enough for podcast growth or getting people to come back to your podcast. So what are you doing with email and podcast, and how are you kind of combining your podcast into your email to drive listenership?
All right, so we're going to build a foundation here. Fundamentally, email equals data capture. How do I take somebody who is in my world, but I can't actively communicate? So in podcasting, I'll give you the simplest example right here, is I have designed CTAs based on lead magnets that I've created in my world. And I've got a variety of them. And some of them are pre-recorded. So it's like, boom, it comes in as a pre-roll or a mid-roll. Hey, guys. And a lot of people feel resistance around this. It's like, oh my God, I'm selling and it's icky. But that's incorrect framing. Because remember, inspire, educate, and entertain are what we do on our podcasts. And somewhere along on our journey, somebody else helped us with their content. So I'll give you an example. One of the things that I've done is I created a lead magnet all around creating a morning routine that you love. So what I would say is, listen, guys, if you want to create a morning routine you love, go to robcressy.com/morning, put in your email address, and I'll send you my guide on how I created a morning routine that I love and you can too. Once again, robcressy.com/morning. Back in the thing, because there is nothing nefarious about it. And quite frankly, if it can serve somebody in helping them create their morning routine, man, they're going to be so thankful. So now they put in their email address, and now on the back end, and I use ConvertKit for my tech on the back end. Don't get lost in the tech. I'm just sharing that. So now there's automation that says, boom, hey, Justin, here's your morning routine guide from Rob. And it's like this. And then I've designed, it's called a 5 or a 7-step email sequence that breaks down a different level of, are you challenged by this? Or, hey, have you thought about this perspective? And all this is nurture, right? Give, 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 give. And then after 5 or 7 emails, you say, listen, you want to build better habits and that's important for you, then hey, click this link and let's jump on a conversation and explore how I could be a champion for you on that journey. And then you might create a pitch sequence of 3 other emails and say, here's another thing that you can explore. Hey, were you interested in an evening routine? Or, hey, join my community at creatingunlimited.com. It's a simple way to be in the right conversations with other high-level leaders like you who want to build positive habits. Once they get through that, let's say it's a 10-email sequence, then they just jump back into, we'll call my overall Rob Nurture email. So I would tag somebody. I'll tag someone at the beginning of the morning routine that says sequence started. So in ConvertKit, I'm excluding sequence started from the people getting my regular email. Then once they've gone through the 10 emails, it'll say sequence ended. It'll remove the tag. Now they're just the general population. Because here's the thing. We can't expect someone's going to convert just within 2 weeks. Sometimes, Justin, as you've experienced, it might take a month, 3 months, 1 year. And one of the things I learned from one of my coaches is that, Rob, it's no one thing that you do that is the thing that converts someone. It's almost like a symphony where it's there, ping, 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 ping. There's Rob on podcast. There's Rob on YouTube. There's Rob with a blog post. There's Rob on newsletter. And sometimes you get people in different stages of their life or their business where they hear something differently or they see something differently, or you're showing up consistently enough where they're like, Rob, I just love your positive energy. So for that, that's the mechanism of a lead magnet. But here, and I'm going to share with you what I just did 1 hour before this call, before our conversation. Literally, I just did this. So one of the mantras of our community and my partner and I building this is light, easy, and fun. And you can take this on for your podcast as well. So it's like, Rob, where in the world do you find the time to also build a community on top of all you're creating? And both my partner and I are both prolific coaches. We're running businesses. And we said, listen, the only way we're doing this is if it's light, easy, and fun. Instead of trying to say that we've built everything perfectly from the mighty networks to the call organization to all of that, we're like, let's get version one. What does light, easy, and fun look like? Because here is where everything gets flipped upside down, is that we think growth and success and money and client creation has to be hard. Yes, there may be obstacles, adversity, and challenges, but coming from the framing that this is going to be hard is not going to create the results faster. But if you come from light, easy, and fun, like attracts like, all of a sudden, man, I'm waking up today. I'm like, I cannot wait to create a podcast that someone like Justin would listen to. Man, just if I can impact their life in 1 second during this day, even if I don't even know it or see it, I know I'm doing positive good out there. So boom, I go and create something. And it just so happens that on today's unlimited call, we talked about light, easy, and fun. So what I do, Justin, is when I look around my life, the conversations I have with my clients or my not yet clients or my community or what I'm inspired by, I turn that into a podcast. But then it's time for my weekly newsletter, which comes out on Thursdays. And I'm like, what am I going to talk about today? And I'm like, well, you know what's really resonating with me? Light, easy, and fun. So I'll share from my heart a message around how Colin and I are building our community with light, easy, and fun. Here's an example. And then what would this look like in your world? Where is there an area of your business or life where if you tried light, easy, and fun on for size, it could serve you? And oh, by the way, if you want a deeper dive on this, click this link right here. I just did a podcast with my friend Justin where we talk a little bit more about this.
So, man, okay, so good. There was one thought in there. Yeah, when you were talking about the fact that a lot of people are not ready to take action with you, just kind of going back a little bit, I remembered, yeah, something that my coach always tells me, which is 3% of people will buy from you right now, 47% will buy for you at some point in the future, and 50% are just not going to buy from you because they're just not the right fit. And so those 40% or 47% of people, if you're not reminding them that you exist and you just do that one little sequence like you talked about, well, there goes, you know, that 47%. So I really like that. You said a ton of good stuff. You've got your multiple different call to actions. Essentially what you did is you made a bunch of great stuff that people want, that helps people. And you're just finding places to give that great stuff away through your podcast and through whatever else you're doing. And then from that, you get email addresses. And then those email addresses become people in your world. So I think that that's simple. It makes a lot of sense. I think that's everything, man. Is there anything else that you want to add?
Last thing, on the last episode, you'd mentioned, Rob, I don't know how to do it. For the rest of your life, I would like you to throw that phrase in the trash. And here's why. Because ChatGPT knows how to do everything. So you could go in there and say, hey, from a world-class best practice, can you show me strategically how I would leverage my podcast into a newsletter in a way that nurtures but also converts my clients?
Boom.
Because here's the thing. ChatGPT equals how to. So the trigger for you and everyone is anytime you wonder, how do I do something? That no longer should stop you, because the next action is, let me go into ChatGPT. Because remember this, the goal of strategy is to get you into action. Therefore, you use ChatGPT for the how-to.
Right.
Now that you've got the blueprint, it's up to Justin to go and execute on it.
Love it. I think people don't use ChatGPT enough. I think I use it quite a bit. I still don't think I use it enough. It's a tool that does a lot more than I think most people know. So great advice. Thank you so much for both episodes. This was cool. And I think it'll be cool for people to see the progression of me learning about this and then immediately doing it the next episode. So thank you for that. And thanks for all the time, Rob. This has been awesome.
Thanks, Justin. I appreciate it.
Hey, just before you go, I'm really happy that you made it to the end of this episode. It means the world to me. I only want to ask for one thing in return for putting together all this content for free. And that's just leaving a review if you can, wherever you're listening, if it's Apple or Spotify. Just leaving a quick review is super, super helpful for us. It's going to help more people find the show so I can keep putting this content together for free. Thank you so much. And we will see you on the next episode of Oh My Pod.